Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, we keep hoping spring's going to arrive and the weather keeps heading that direction. The grass is certainly greening up. So we're going to start out by taking a quick look at the 2013 Extension Garden Calendar. A reminder from the second half of April, a few things to keep in mind. Now is a good time to plant pansies outside in beds or containers. It's also a good time to divide perennials as the new growth begins to emerge, which we've certainly seen lately. A good time also to aerate your lawn if needed. Arbor Day is coming up on April 26th. If you want to plant a tree to celebrate Arbor Day, you can also pay a little bit of attention to your house plants indoors. We're all very anxious to get outdoors and get gardening. But don't forget that in April, as the days begin to get longer, our plants in the house, our house plants, begin to get a little bit more active. So now is a good time to begin fertilizing house plants again. It's also a good time to look at the containers that they're in and potentially repot them into larger containers if they have outgrown the one they're currently in. Another great reminder from the Extension Garden Calendar this coming weekend, April 20th, is Visha at the ISU campus. Of course, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach is the public outreach arm of Iowa State University, and there will be several displays on Iowa State University Extension during the Visha celebration in Ames this weekend. Well, we've got some other things coming up at the Extension office, so we're going to talk a little bit about financial management. Beginning next week, March or April 20th through the 27th, is Money Smart Week. This is a Money Smart Week event that is celebrated throughout the state, and that is certainly a good time for folks to sort of take stock of where they're at financially and maybe where they want to go. This year, 2013, is the 12th annual Money Smart Week, and there are activities held across the state and across the nation. You can check out moneysmartweek.org if you want some more information on events happening around the state. Right here in Cass County, though, Cass County Extension will be kicking off Money Smart Week with a lunch and learn on April 22nd. That's a Monday. Join us. We'll get started a little bit after noon to allow folks to get there from work, and we'll try and be wrapped up about 10 to 15 minutes before 1 o'clock so folks have time to get back to their office. The lunch and learn topic will be, are you financially fit? We'll start this class off by doing a fun little personal assessment. You can determine where you're at personally in your financials. This is not something that you share with the rest of the group, but a little personal assessment that you can do for yourself to determine if you're where you want to be and some of the areas that maybe you want to work on. Once we get done with that little assessment, we will go ahead and talk about six steps or six best practices that people who are generally fairly financially secure do on a regular basis. And we'll work with you to kind of assess whether those would be good steps for you to take to help get to where you want to be in your financial goals. So again, that's a free financial fitness lunch and learn coming up next Monday, the 22nd of April. That will be free to attend. There's no pre-registration required. That's going to be held at the Cass County Extension office. So if you want to bring a lunch along to eat with you, to sit and eat while you're listening, you're more than welcome to do that. So you can kind of make a double good use of your lunch hour during that time period. Of course, if you have any questions about that lunch and learn coming up next Monday, the 22nd, you are welcome to give us a call, 243-1132. And we also have more information on that on our Cass County Iowa State University Extension website. ISU Extension does have lots of resources to help folks with their finances and family budgets. We have Money Talk courses available online. We also have several finance blogs, the Money Smart blog, the Spend Smart, Eat Smart blog, and the Eco Family blog. All have regular contributions from campus specialists in those areas that link people to innovative ideas, the latest research, as well as just answering some common questions about smart money management, how to spend your money wisely to get healthy, nutritious food, and how to save money by going green in your lifestyle. Also, Cass County Extension is going to be out and about at some community events in the next couple weeks. First of all, this evening, the 17th, we want to invite you to join us at the Cass County Memorial Hospital atrium for the Diabetes Health Fair. That'll be going on from 5 to 6:30 this evening, and Cass County Extension will be there with a booth to hand out information on healthy living and healthy eating. So be sure if you're headed up to that, you can stop by, say hi, and pick up some information. Also, next Wednesday afternoon, we will be joining the Nishna Valley YMCA for their Healthy Kids Day. We'll have a booth there handing out some information for kids. That will be, of course, during Money Smart Week, so we'll have some fun coloring books for the kids to learn about how to spend their money wisely. We'll also have some information on growing healthy food and eating healthy, and kids will even have a chance to plant a little bit of a windowsill vegetable garden and get a start on a salad garden if they want to. So lots of great stuff coming up from Cass County Extension. And again, any questions on this or anything in your life, give us a call at the Cass County Extension office, 712-243-1132. Stop by the Cass County Extension office right there on the fairgrounds, 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic, or check us out online, either on our ISU Extension webpage or find us on Facebook. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension office.